Take home a piece of history from the Chicago Tribune. Get your own Cubs memorabilia, including the newspaper from the historic win. Visit ChicagoTribuneStore.com right now. It's Bill Leff, it's Wendy Snyder, and every other Monday we team up with Walgreens and host a Military Monday segment. The Federal Savings Bank is also behind this. And today we have Todd Connor in the studio, CEO of Bunker Labs. Todd, how are you?
Good, Wendy. Good to be with you.
Local guy, BA from Northwestern University and an MBA from the University of Chicago. We need to know about Bunker Labs.
Bunker Labs. Sure. So Bunker Labs is a not-for-profit organization that we started here in Chicago about 2.5 years ago. And our mission is to help military veterans start their own businesses and become successful entrepreneurs.
All right. That's a huge undertaking because not everyone can start their own business. And being in the military and coming back, the adjustment is difficult sometimes.
It's a big adjustment. Yeah. And it's interesting because there's a lot of history around this. After World War II, 49% of military veterans actually came back. Those that survived World War II came back and started their own business. So you figure this is the late 1940s, 1950s. They were coming back. They were opening up restaurants, plumbing shops, local brick and mortar businesses. They were also starting companies like Edelman Public Relations and Comcast. And I mean, a lot of the Fortune 100 that we know today was started by World War II veterans back in the 50s. So starting a business is hard, but we know that military veterans have historically done that. And this generation's veterans, they're going to get out this year. They're young. We're expecting 250,000 service members to leave the military this year alone. And for the next 5 years, if we continue with the troop drawdown schedules that have been published. But if all those men and women come back and we get 250,000 each year, that's a lot of people. And the data says that 25% of them are actually interested in starting their own business. And some people think that that's very surprising because you think of the military and you think, well, isn't this a group of people that, you know, is used to taking orders and isn't starting a business very different from that? But what I like to remind people is that only 1% of young Americans, 18-year-olds, are going to actually choose to take the oath and join the military. That's a very small number.
It is small.
So we are kind of protected, the 99% of us, by the 1% that are largely young overseas doing kind of America's work in uniform. And so when that, I always say, to do that, to make that decision as an 18-year-old that I'm going to go join the military, you're willing to take on risk. You're willing to do something difficult. You're willing to do something that most of your peers are not willing to do. So it's not surprising to me that on the flip side of that experience, that you actually would want to start a business, which is similar in terms of that challenge, that ambition, willing to do something that's risky, willing to do something that's different, willing to do something that is of service.
So what is their course of action, Todd? They've served their time in the military and they come back. What is their move in terms of you, where you're concerned and Bunker Labs?
Sure. So, you know, when people get out of the military, I think a few things have to happen, right? I mean, getting out of the military is a difficult transition because you're moving, you're leaving your unit, you're leaving what you're used to. Mm-hmm. So I think for a lot of military veterans, when they come home, I'm not sure that the first thing they're going to do is start a business. I think a lot of them need to move home, get reestablished. If they haven't been to college yet, a lot of them are going to use their GI Bill and go back to school or take a job and just kind of get readjusted to society. But when that happens, our experience is that typically one or two jobs out, a lot of the veterans then begin to ask, like, what's next for me?
Yeah.
And that's really when the ambition kicks in, where you say, okay, I did two tours in Afghanistan. I'm back in Chicago now. I've gotten my college degree. I've taken on a job. I've done, you know, sales or something. And now I feel like I want to figure out what's next for me. And inevitably, a lot of the ambitious military veterans that we work with, which are most, I would argue, most military veterans are ambitious, they think about starting their own business. And so we've got the Bunker Labs, which is an organization that's ready to help them. And we've got different ways in which we help veterans. We have workshops. We run a 14-week accelerator. We have monthly networking events called Bunker Brews. We've got an online platform where it's accessible anywhere around the world. So even if you're still on active duty and you think that what you want to do when you get out is start a business, we've got an online platform that you can log in for free and watch all these interviews with other successful veteran entrepreneurs, people like Dick Portillo, who was in the Marine Corps before he started Portillo's. So we've got a bunch of stuff online. We've got workshops in person. And then we've got classes, and then we even have ways to help people raise money if that's what they need to do, whether it's angel funding or seed capital or Series A or institutional investments or debt financing. So we try to sort of support them across the continuum of what they need. And the last thing is we started this in Chicago, but now we're in 14 cities.
Wow.
So if you're in one of the 14 cities where we've got a chapter, I mean, the first thing we say to anybody is to just show up in person and get to know people. I think the best impact always happens when you're able to sit with somebody over a cup of coffee or over a beer if it's happy hour.
But face-to-face.
And face-to-face and have a conversation. How are you? Welcome back. You know, what's going on? How are you feeling? Thanks for what you did. Let's talk about what's next. So we're big believers in that person-to-person interaction.
And there's a fraternity among the military, much like if I went to Notre Dame and you went to Notre Dame, you go, hey, I had a similar background as you. I could help you out. The military exists in kind of the same way, doesn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. And it's funny that you say that because I always say, let's scrap the term veteran because it feels very loaded. It sort of feels somber. I said, let's talk about this as military alumni, because now it sort of shifts this into being an asset for you. So when we convene military alumni, what I always say is being a member of the military, that's the most powerful network you have. The problem is that we haven't created good sort of alumni associations. We haven't created good organizations that bring the alumni together, because we know that in Chicago, military veterans are throughout the highest echelons of corporate, of the entrepreneurship sector. Military veterans are angel investors. I mean, they're all there doing all this stuff. But what we haven't done is sort of put them into a network. And so the core part of what Bunker Labs is doing is really trying to create that locally thriving network and bring all those people together.
Todd Connor is with us. Now, you're a Navy veteran, and you were out during Operation Iraqi Freedom on the USS Bunker Hill. Is that where Bunker Labs got its name?
Or are you an All in the Family fan? That's my bet.
Actually, it's an Archie Bunker reference.
I thought so.
Well, I joke because I say that Bunker Labs is, in fact, a Navy reference to the USS Bunker Hill. And then my Army friends remind me that that ship is named after a famous Army battle at the Bunker Hill.
Bunker Hill.
Sort of an Army-Navy reference. Yeah, we initially were calling it the War Room with two of my initial co-conspirators. And somebody said, that sounds kind of aggressive. And I said, yeah, you're kind of right. And then somebody else proposed, how about the bunker? And I thought, well, that's kind of ironic because I was on the Bunker Hill. So it's been the bunker ever since.
So you come home from serving in the Navy, and thank you for your service, by the way. Who helped you get this off the ground? Because now you want to give back and help others in your alumni group get started on their businesses.
Yeah, absolutely. And I should say, too, that the whole network of what we're doing is all the 14 cities, they are all led by military veterans who have themselves started businesses. So what I love about this network and this professional network that I've now got as a result of this work is that they are all people who have been there, done that, and then want to give back.
Yeah.
And I mean, very few of our chapter leaders need to do this. I mean, nobody needs to do this, but they all just feel a real desire to want to do this for our kind of brothers and sisters who are going to be coming home. So, you know, for me, my transition was, I was from here. I went to Northwestern. I did 4 years on active duty. So I still had a pretty good network from Northwestern, but even I would say, it's still hard. You know, it's still hard. I give the analogy. Somebody was asking me once, what's it like to get out of the military? And in their heads, it was the struggles with PTSD and all that stuff. I said, my analogy is like this. If you were, and I was actually having lunch with a lawyer, and he'd been a lawyer. He's probably 45 years old. He'd been a lawyer his whole professional career in Chicago. I said, getting out of the military is like this. It's like if I said to you, okay, Monday you're moving to Seattle, and you can do anything you want, but you can't be a lawyer. And you can wear anything you want, but you can't wear a suit and tie.
What would you do?
What would you do? You'd show up in Seattle on Monday morning and say, well, I'm here now.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the challenge of getting out of the military. I don't even know that it's so much of what we think of like wartime activity and all that stuff. It's jarring to leave a unit that you're closely associated with, a profession that you know very deeply, show up to a new location, have to wear something different, figure out what your core skill set is. Like, you know that you're talented, you know that you're smart, but how do you apply that? It's tough. And I think it's hard for anybody, even those that went to like places like Harvard and Northwestern and had good networks, it's hard for them. And so it's So, I mean, we're trying to make that easier for the next person in line.
He's Todd Connor, and he's CEO of Bunker Labs. And could you tell us how to get in touch with Bunker Labs if someone's listening right now or a family member needs some assistance?
You bet. Yeah, so we're at 1871, which is Chicago's award-winning incubator in the Merchandise Mart. They can come see us in person, come to our monthly Bunker Brews event, come visit us online at bunkerlabs.org, or join our online community and do our online program, which is called bunkerinabox.org, and that's free and available to anybody.
You've got it all figured out. Congratulations.
Thanks, Wendy. Thank you, Bill.
Appreciate it.
And for
Thank
each
you.
Military Monday segment, the Federal Savings Bank has teamed up with Walgreens to make a considerable donation to the USO of Illinois Sweet Home Chicago Care Package program to express appreciation to the men and women who serve as members of the United States Armed Forces. So items to be donated include baby wipes, nuts and seeds, some beef jerky. Who doesn't like some good beef jerky? Good protein there. Thick black socks, seasoned salt, Kleenex, of course, the travel size, lip balm, chewing gum, and ramen noodles. And Todd Connor, CEO of Bunker Labs, continued success in all of this. Thank you so much.
Thank you both.
We'll take a quick break and then some news and then more show. Bill and Wendy, WGN.